Tomorrow's Election Day, and in New Jersey, all of the state's 120 legislative seats are up, while there are no statewide or federal races to inspire turnout. But there is a municipal referendum that's generating local passions and statewide interest. WNYC's Bob Henley has this report on a ballot question that residents of both Princeton Borough and Princeton Township have to answer.
So how did New Jersey, one of the nation's smallest states, manage to subdivide itself into 566 different municipal parts? Multiple Municipal Madness, a book by Alan Karcher, gives some insight into how it got started. In central Jersey, the locals complained they were vulnerable to the riotous, drunken debauchery next door at what is now called Princeton University. Locals thought a boundary would restore law and order. Princeton Borough was formed by an act of the legislature in 1813. Historian Eileen Morales with the Princeton Museum sums it up.
The idea of governing yourself is pretty important to us.
Proof of that, 20 years later, Princeton Township, which is just outside the borough, was formed. Now the conventional wisdom is New Jersey could save money by consolidating. But three times in 60 years, Princeton voters have said no to merging Princeton Borough and Township. Last time in 1996, Township voters voted yes to merge. Morales says the borough voted no.
People who live in the borough love that idea of boroughness and the historic character of the downtown. And I think because the township developed physically so much later than the borough, you don't quite have that same sense of the history of the community in the township per se.
At Ivy's Tavern in the borough, Jeff Aton argues consolidation makes sense. A candidate for the township council, Aton thinks merging the two municipalities would give locals more clout in dealing with the university, which owns vast tracts of land in both towns.
A combined Princeton having one mayor, one strong figurehead to have a relationship with Nassau Hall, and that was kind of what got me into this.
Jenny Michener has lived in both jurisdictions, so she's been on both sides of the debate. Now in the borough, she's voting to merge.
I have a friend who's lives right on the border, and she'll call the police, and they'll say, oh, no, that's the borough. Oh, no, that's the township, and nothing gets done.
Back in the 1960s, the Princetons did manage to merge their school districts. They also share a library and several other municipal services.
They've got the trash figured out. I mean, that's big, the trash, to borough people.
Over at the taxi stand, cab driver Henry Amos adamantly opposes any consolidation.
Suppose there's no way. You know why? Because when there's the support like that, there's a competition. They can compete together.
Kate Warren with Preserve Our Historic Borough also opposes the merger. She says zeroing out the Princeton College students from the equation, there were 12,000 township residents compared to 5,000 borough residents.
So we feel that we will definitely lose our voice and control of our immediate neighborhood and the central business district.
And Warren doesn't buy the argument that the merger would save at least $3.2 million a year and lower property taxes. She says her group has state studies that show consolidation in general is not the silver bullet to take out the state's property tax vampire.
So we don't believe the savings are there. It's certainly not the panacea to the property tax reform that our governors for the past, 50 years have been saying that will come through consolidation.
Rick Fiore is a barber at Mike's Barbershop in Princeton Borough. He says he doesn't see the ballot measure, which voters will decide on tomorrow, coming down to property taxes.
I don't think it's an issue. I mean, when you're riding into town, just look at the size of these houses and just think, not only could I not afford the taxes, I couldn't afford to heat them. I think the class structure of this I think Karl Marx would call it bourgeoisie, wazi.
Taking a survey in Princeton, you have to count on at least one respondent reframing the question. Borough resident Jonathan Braithwaite finds it puzzling that New Jerseyans hold on to 566 towns and 21 counties.
Well, yes, we need to reassess it. Instead of paying taxes to the state and the federal and a county and a city, if you combine the city with the county, then you will have a single local tax base.
If the Princetons merge, it will be the first time in recent memory a Jersey town ceased to exist. The last one was 14 years ago. Warren County's late and great Pequarie Township. Population 7. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.
Stay with WNYC election night tomorrow and join the conversation. Chat live online with fellow listeners and reporters about education, taxes, the economy, and other issues important to New Jersey voters and the rest of the tri-state area. Plus, browse maps with poll returns and follow our curated Twitter feed of reporters and politicians. You'll find it all at WNYC.org.